Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with Power in the Word. And I'm excited because I have a new segment that I'm starting today, Woman to Woman. And this is an advice program for you to call in and talk to me about earning you. And I'm opening up the phone lines. You can call 646-652-4832. You know, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? I often think about women and why I even started going into ministry, why I even went into ministry many years ago, before I was a preacher, before I was a pastor. I was working in the financial services industry. I was working at Merrill Lynch and had a pretty good job there. One thing that I noticed, though, was that women would often find their ways over to my cubicle and talk to me about life. I would talk to them about their relationships, their children. I would be the one to motivate different women to move forward in their career. Whatever it was that a woman was concerned about, I found myself being the advisor, being the person who cared, being the person who encouraged. Amen. And even as I went into ministry, when I began to write books, because when I wrote my first book, Nobody's Business, and then when I wrote The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living, those books, as well as my book, Daddy Love, those three books were written with women in mind. From all of the things that I've talked to women about over the years, basically, I took that and I put those issues that we had talked about into my books. As a matter of fact, it was one of my managers over at Merrill Lynch who inspired me to begin to write my first novel, Nobody's Business, about all of the stuff that we consider to be nobody's business. And I wrote that book, under the anointing, amen, under the anointing. In that book, I deal with abuse, battery, spousal abuse, sexual abuse. I deal with alcohol and drug addiction. I deal with low self-esteem, looking for love in all of the wrong places. Anything that we find ourselves facing in this life as women, I dealt with it, not necessarily as Christian women. I know that I have this under religion, but you don't have to necessarily be religious to call this show. You don't have to be religious to listen to this show, because what I'm going to be doing is talking to you about everything pertaining to life. And I know I'm normally very nice. If you listen to Power in the Word, you know that I'm as sweet as can be most of the time. And then there are times when I am just preaching a sermon under the anointing, and of course that's no nonsense. But I don't want to put on any pretenses. I just want to be me. Amen. I just want to be me, because I find that that's the easiest thing to be. It's too hard to try to be what I think people want me to be. I don't know what you out there are going through, and I don't know what you're expecting because you have tuned into this program, but what I can tell you that you're going to get is you're going to get Pastor Rebecca Simmons, no holds barred, gloves off, ready to talk to you, woman to woman, about whatever it is that you might be going through on today, about whatever it is that may be bothering you. I'm not going to say that I have all of the answers, because I don't have all of the answers, but perhaps I can encourage you, perhaps I can direct you, perhaps I can give you some advice, perhaps I can pray with you. Perhaps I can just be here to be an ear, to have for you to have someone to talk to. That's really the gist of this particular program. I'm here. The phone lines are open, 646-652-4832, and I am here to talk to women about the issues of life that may be holding them back. I'm here to give advice that is biblically based and seeped in discernment, and really talking about my own experiences, what I have been through. Listeners are encouraged to call in. I am not here to give you a monologue. I'm here to talk to you. I want you to call. I want you to call and talk to me about whatever it is that's on your mind today. Amen and praise God. I'm an author. I have several books out there. I already talked about Nobody's Business. That is my bestseller. You can check out the reviews on Amazon.com. I've also written a book to follow Nobody's Business, and that's a very spiritual book, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living. And that particular book is a book that I'll put out there to counter the emotions that you might get from reading Nobody's Business, because Nobody's Business pulls out a lot of stuff from under the rug. So often we go about our daily business and we're really hurting. You know, there's a lot of stuff on the inside of us that's really hurting us, and Nobody's Business really goes beneath the surface. That's a deep book, and it goes deep, amen. And I didn't want to leave you out there with nothing to close you up, especially if you have experienced any of the issues that I write about in that book. So to come behind Nobody's Business to give you a deeper sense of what I might call therapy in the form of a book, I wrote The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living. And I want to encourage you, if you haven't read those books, to read them, especially if you have dealt with being abused or being molested or being raped even. If you've dealt with alcohol and drug abuse, if you've dealt with being walked out on and being abandoned and broken and busted and disgusted, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then this is the show for you. And those are the two books that I highly recommend. Amen. Amen and praise God. And I want to go ahead and open in prayer while I'm waiting for you all to come into the chat room or to call. Amen. Again, don't expect a cute little monologue, because I don't have that for you. What I do have for you is words. What I do have for you are words of encouragement, words of exhortation, and words of advice for real life issues. This is the show for that. If you want the monologue, if you want me to preach to you, you can go in and listen to Power in the Word or Let's Talk About God. Those are two other programs that I do. But the Lord put it upon my heart to do this today, and I know that you might be a little shy about calling in. You can come into the chat room. You might have to open a new chat window if you want to chat me your question. You can do that. Or if you want to email me your question, you can email me at powerintheword1, that's the number 1, @yahoo.com, and I will answer your question on the next program, because I don't have access to my email right now. I may go back and forth. If you email me now, I may be able to go over there and get your question and be able to answer your question. Amen. Amen. So I'm here. I'm here at 646-652-4832, and you can call me. I'm dedicating my life to this, amen, to exhorting people in the Word of God, to encouraging you, to pushing you, being the hands in the middle of your back. And you might have something. You can call in anonymously. If you don't want to say your name and you need to call, then you can call in and talk to me, and I will not have you even say what your name is. Amen. But some of you have some burning questions on your heart, and you need to go ahead and call me or come into the chat room and ask me your questions. Amen. So that we can begin to deal with some of those issues, to address some of the issues that you're dealing with. I'm going to open in prayer. Father God, I praise your holy name, Lord. I worship you. I thank you, God, for leading me here to do woman to woman, Father God. And I ask, Father God, that you be glorified. Father God, I'm not here to be cute. I'm not here to gain acclaim for myself. I'm here to minister to my sisters. And I just ask, Father God, that you give my sisters the courage to call in and ask the questions that are really, really relevant to them, Father God. Let us not waste any more time in this year, 2008. And, Father, let everyone that listens to the archives even be blessed, Father God, by what you will put upon my heart to say today. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I submit this program to you. Amen and praise God. again, I'm not here to be cute, okay? When you call me, I'm going to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. When you email me with your questions, I'm going to tell you the truth. That's what I used to do. And you know what happens is we get cute, we get churchified, and we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. But sometimes when we're holding back the truth, we're really hurting people, amen, because what happens is they go out there and they keep doing the same old thing that they've been doing with the same old results. There's a saying that if you keep doing what you've always done, you're going to keep getting the same results that you've always gotten. So it's time for change, ladies. And I'm talking to women on today because I did open up this program. It is woman to woman. I know that some men will listen, and that's good too. If you're a man and you have a question about a woman in your life, then you can call me too, or you can come into the chat room and text me, and I will be glad to answer any questions that you might have. But I'm here for you, and I want to go to Psalms 139. Psalms 139, I'm going to go into scripture. Psalms 139, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And I am a Christian, and this is a Christian advice show, and I will often give you advice from the Bible, but I will give you real answers to your real issues that you have in life. Psalm 139 says, O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? And if I go up to heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. God is there for you. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in a secret place, when I was woven together in the dust of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you would slay the wicked, O God. Away from me, you bloodthirsty men. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse, your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Amen. Praise God. And I read that psalm because it really says so much. Amen. It talks about praising God in the verse 13, because he created us, and he knit us together in our mother's womb. God knit you together in your mother's womb. And David says, I praise you, for I am wonderfully and fearfully made, and I know that full well. And that is a big issue with so many of us women. So many women do not know that they are wonderfully and fearfully made. And I'm here to talk to your low self-esteem on today. So many people have low self-esteem, and they're dealing with that. When I was called into ministry, I was sitting in church one day, and I was really looking at the women as they passed by, and they were beautiful, beautifully coiffed, hair done, makeup, very nice clothes, designer handbags, designer shoes, nails done, everything perfect. But the only thing that I noticed when I saw these women was not how made up they were on the outside, but I noticed how hurting they were on the inside. And that's often the case with so many women, that we have learned to put on the makeup. We've learned to put on the shoes. We've learned to put on our hair and nails and clothes, but really we're covering up. We're putting on a mask. And I want to just really talk to you today about taking off the mask. I want to encourage you to take off the mask and be free to be who God created you to be. I noticed the pain when I watched these women in the church where I was attending before I became a pastor of New Creation Christian Ministries. And I watched so many women walk by me that were in pain, and they were covering up all of the old stuff that they had dealt with in their lives. And I just was really taken aback by seeing how much pain we carry as women. You know, God made women and he made us strong, and so many of us have felt like we have to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And you don't have to do that. You don't have to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. You don't have to be the only strong one anymore. I want to encourage you to lean on the Lord, to put your weight on God, to trust in God. But not only that, I don't want to just be super spiritual with you on today. I want to talk to you about real life issues. I mean, come on, how many opportunities are you going to get to have a pastor come and open up the board, open up the phone lines, open up the board, to have you open up and talk to me about real life stuff? I want to talk about your relationships. I want to talk about those things that are hurting you. I want to talk to you and pray with you about your children or your finances. So many of us are just afraid to move forward. And this might not be the most popular show on the board, amen, but I feel that it's necessary. I do feel that it's necessary. And I know that this is why God called me into ministry. And I've gone to conference after conference and seen women falling out all over the floor because they are so hurt. And it took a once-a-year conference for them to let out what was really going on with them. So even as I read that scripture from the book of Psalms 139, where David talks about being wonderfully and fearfully made, you have to know today that you are wonderfully and fearfully made. God created you. And whether you're a Christian today or not does not really matter as far as whether or not I can deal with whatever the issue is, because I'm not going to throw a lot of scripture at you. I don't want to just throw scripture at you. I want to talk to you on a practical, very practical level. Amen. Again, I have another program here, Power in the Word, and I also have Let's Talk About God. And in both of those programs, I'm very spiritual, very, very scriptural. Today, I want to be very spiritual with you and even less scriptural. I want to be more practical with you. Amen. I want to talk to you about when you look in the mirror, what do you see? Do you see a woman that's beautiful? Do you see someone that God has put his hand on that has a purpose in life? Are you getting up, living life on purpose every single day? Or are you someone who is stuck in the past? Can you get beyond what happened to you so many years ago? Or is that thing still hurting you so much that you have to take pills to go to sleep? I want to talk to you about your relationships. Are you in a relationship with a man who honors you? Come on, this is woman to woman. Are you in a relationship with a man who honors you and who loves you because he knows that you're beautiful and because he knows that you're precious? Does he treat you that way? Or are you settling for less? In your marriage, is your marriage working for you? Is your marriage working for you? Are you able to be beautiful? Do you feel sensual when you're with your husband? Do you feel like a beautiful woman? Do you feel that you're being treasured and cherished and honored? Have you let yourself go? So many times we get married and we just let ourselves go. The phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. And you can call me and talk to me, or you can text in a question on the board to let me know what's going on with you. Look, I can't answer your questions if you don't present them. I can't talk about your issues if you don't let me know what's going on with you. I have issues, too. We all have issues. We all have stuff that we're dealing with. You know, I have to pull myself together often. You know, I'm in ministry, and that's another thing that we can talk about, woman to woman, because as a woman in ministry, I find that it's hard to find other women who can relate to what I'm going through. On the job, you know, we hit glass ceilings. In ministry, we hit that glass ceiling. Sometimes it's hard to be a preacher and a woman. Sometimes we don't even know what the call is on our lives. Amen. Sometimes you go to work. I was promoted over on my job. I was working in the financial industries and very good at what I did. But I was promoted over. And it wasn't because of anything that I was lacking. It was just because I wasn't the right gender. I believe that it was sexual discrimination. I don't know if it was racial. I don't want to call it that. But you know what? I can't get stuck there. You can't get stuck there. You have to keep moving. Do you know that you have a purpose that's bigger than anything that anybody can do for you? Do you know that you can do anything that you put your mind to, that you put your heart to? Do you know that you're wonderfully and fearfully made? Do you know that you're worthy to be treasured by a good man and you don't have to be in relationship with a man who does not want to commit to you? And do you know that even if your marriage isn't working, that things can be better if you work on yourself? Personal development is so key to us as women. We have to continually work on ourselves and not allow ourselves to be constantly validated by the people in our lives. Are you looking to other people to make you feel valuable? You know, you don't have to do that anymore. You've already been created to be beautiful, to be valuable, to be powerful. You are somebody just because you're you. And I just want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about all of this stuff. All of this stuff. I'll be here every single week. Today's program is just an introduction. It's only 30 minutes. Amen. And I'll be going off the air in 7 minutes. So if you haven't called, if you haven't texted me your question, then I can't answer it today. But you can email me. You can text chat right now. Or you can call. And the number is 646-652-4832. My email is powerintheword1@yahoo.com, and that's the number one. I want to let you know before I go off the air, I want to let you know that I'm here for you, and I'm going to be here every Thursday at 12 o'clock from 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 12:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go ahead and tell somebody that I'm here. Tell somebody that there's a pastor, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, who has a heart for women, amen, and who's been through a lot. I've been molested. I've been abused. I've been looked over. I've been rejected. I've been abandoned. I have been neglected. I've been broke, busted, and disgusted. I've been broken, busted, and disgusted, and I am an overcomer, amen. I am more than a conqueror, amen. Through Christ, amen, through Christ, I don't want to leave that out. I am a woman of God. I am powerful in my own right. I'm on my way somewhere, and I want to hook up with women who are on their way somewhere, women who have been on their way somewhere but somehow got tripped up or find yourself getting tripped up by some of the issues that you are confronted with in life. Just because you have issues does not mean that you have done anything, or does not mean that you're a bad person. It does not mean that you are not worthy. It just means that the devil is on your case, that you were born for greatness, that you have a great purpose in you, and your enemy, the enemy of your soul or the enemy of your purpose, wants to stop you every step of the way. And some of us have been tripped up since we were kids. Amen. I was 9, 7, 8, 9, 10 when I was molested. I blocked out so much of it that I can't even remember where it began. But I do know when it ended, amen, and I'm glad that it ended. But it didn't end for me when it ended, because I carried the repercussions for so many years. You know, I was a victim for so many years. I went after the wrong men. I made myself available to men who were not available to me for so many years, amen. And it just had to get to a point where it had to stop. And that's where it has to stop for you. It has to stop today. It has to stop where you have to know that if you were a victim, you were a victim. It's not your fault, amen. It's not your fault. And you have to stop taking the blame for what people have done for you. And I see I do have a caller, praise God. And I'm going to take this call, and I believe we're going to go off the air right after I take this call, but I'm getting to you, caller, so stay with me, amen. Stay with me, because I do want to talk to you. But if you were a victim, is not because of something that you've done. It's because of something that was done to you. Amen. And you don't have to be a victim anymore. You don't have to be a victim anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm getting to you, caller. I just have to adjust my settings so that I can take your call. Amen. Praise God. I have to adjust my settings so I can take your call because I have my screen set at a high resolution. And I want you to call me. I want you to email me. Amen. And I pray that I can get to you before I go off the air. Amen. Praise God. And the Lord sent me here today. Amen. So I know that I'm here for somebody. And here I come. I'm going to take your call right now. Praise God. Okay, caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Women to Women. This is Pastor Rebecca.
Yes, greetings, Pastor Rebecca. This is Lady Renee. How are you?
Greetings, praise the Lord, Lady Renee. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just finding out about it just like 2 minutes ago, so I'm just logging on just to let you know you have my support.
Amen, amen. Thanks so much for calling in. Okay. And I know that you do ministry for women as well, so I know that you have something to say about what I've been saying. I know you just dialed in, but maybe a few words of exhortation for the women who are listening.
Yes. The first thing is, in order for us to get it right in our lives, the other aspects of our lives, we have to have it right with our Creator, God. And as we begin to cultivate our relationship with God, we will find that we learn how to have better relationships in all the other areas of our lives. We learn that we would make wise choices, you know, and we'll be more conscious as to what it is that we're doing in our lives, who, in fact, we're allowing in. We'll understand the importance of, like, divine connections in our lives. Like, everything has to serve a purpose.
And amen.
And if it doesn't serve our higher good, we're not going to be so susceptible to it.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And those are some powerful words because that was the answer for me to first get tied in to God. Amen. And yes, to receive the forgiveness that was made available to me through Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes. And then to be able to forgive yourself. I find that that's a big thing. A lot of times God has forgiven you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a hard time forgiving ourselves, and so we beat ourselves up. And a lot of times what we think is God is punishing us, we are punishing us.
Amen.
So the thing is to learn how to just forgive yourself, release yourself from yesterday. And then if you have hurt others by your action, be able to humble yourself and go ask forgiveness, you know, so that you can go free and they can too.
Amen, amen. And that is just powerful. I'm so glad that you did find out about today's ministry program. And Lord, I do my programs on Mondays.
Okay.
And Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but the Lord led me to open this up on a weekly basis, Women to Women, so I'll be here every Thursday. Renee, I just would love to have you join me again.
Oh, I will. I will, Pastor Rebecca. You're such a great woman of God. I thank God for the opportunity to have met you. And I want to tell you, you know, have a blessed and very prosperous new year in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much. But before you go, Lady Renee, I want you to tell our listeners about your program right here on Block Talk Radio. We have about 1 minute remaining.
Okay. First of all, I have a Blog Talk Radio show as well, and it's called Empowering Sisters, and I'm the founder and CEO of Women Destined for Greatness, Inc. And for more information, log on to my website at greatness.org, and I'm also on MySpace under the URL Women Destined for Greatness. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Rebecca.
Amen. Thank you so much for calling in, Lady Renee. And Lady Renee, we're going to connect because I want to come. I know you've invited me to be a guest.
Yes.
And I also want you to come and be a guest over here as well.
Okay, great.
So
great.
I'll contact you.
Okay, Pastor Rebecca. Have a wonderful day.
You too. God bless you.
Thank you. God
bless you. And that's it for today's ministry program. And I just thank Lady Renee for calling in because she is a blessing, and you want to tune into her program as well. Powerful, powerful ministry. And I'm here. I want you to come back next Thursday. Next Thursday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm determined to be here, and I'm determined to make a difference through Christ in your life. Amen. Be blessed. Praise God. Pastor Rebecca signing out of Woman to Woman.